This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We nose on when he has his own bumper theme music. It's our guy, Tom Hauser. We're going to talk politics first, marathon second. I just want to ask you one marathon question this second. Is there any chance in Tokyo, as you finish, that song was being played?
No, but there was a fighting chance if I was finishing the Berlin Marathon would be played because it's a German song.
Yes, it is. Glad to have you back. Congrats. We'll get to the marathon and your tremendous accomplishment in segment two. But Tom Hauser, the smartest political mind in the state of Minnesota, is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, Super Tuesday, let's deal with Minnesota first. What do you think is going to happen tonight, right? Nationally, there's more enthusiasm for Trump than Biden. I think the polling is clear on that. But there's poll after poll saying we wish we had other options who were viewed as more viable. I think people are making a mistake. I think they should consider the other folks on the ballot. But what are you expecting to be the big takeaway, either on a Trump victory, a Biden victory, the number of people to show up? What is your sense about Super Tuesday in Minnesota tonight?
Well, according to our polling, KSTP Survey USA, it's no contest. And I don't think we even needed a survey to tell us that. But both Biden and Trump in our polling are at 70 to 80%. Dean Phillips, a Minnesotan, is less than 10% support.
Really?
Among
yeah.
Among Democrats. Nikki Haley does twice as well as Dean Phillips in the other primary. She polls at about 15%, but it's no contest. Now, I don't mean to say that to dissuade people who may be going to the polls even as we speak, mm-hmm. but it's just the reality of the situation. Tonight, it's going to be what I call not so super Tuesday, because there is no drama. There is no intrigue really anywhere in any of the 16 states plus one U.S. territory that are voting today. It's Trump and it's Biden. And
yep.
there's not much that's going to change that now, other than Joe Biden's age and health and Donald Trump's legal problems. Those could change the equation before we get to November. But for tonight, today, Super Tuesday, it is Trump and Biden.
So let me follow up on Biden, on Phillips. When I talked about the first couple segments of the show, podcastable, I said for Phillips to view this as a success, considering it's his home state, it would be 30%. Your polling tells me that's not even close. I was a little surprised, now you're just back in town, that we didn't see Dean Phillips around the state like for 3-4 days trying to at least build some momentum. Your thoughts on that? And also, you know, he's ticked off at the Democrats and the overall political apparatus nationally and locally. I mean, he was calling them cowards. Last time he was on with me, you know, talking about walls and Klobuchar and Smith. So how much is the Minnesota DFL been putting out their slings and arrows and telling people Dean's irrelevant, don't even consider them?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. They're not holding back, because the official party line is Joe Biden is our guy. Now, having said that, he's their guy until he's not. And then maybe there's someone else if Biden decides not to run,
yes.
which I don't see happening. But if it were to happen, then they'll line up behind someone else. It will not be Dean Phillips. But they are not holding back. And Dean Phillips didn't want to campaign too heavily in his home state and that get trounced, because that's a bad look. Now with Nikki Haley,
it's kind of a sad way to look at it too, but it's I'm sure it's accurate. I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, and Nikki Haley campaigned very hard in South Carolina, her home state, and she still lost. I mean, she was the governor of the state
twice
of South Carolina. That is an example of the grip that Donald Trump has on the Republican Party right now. Biden has a pretty good grip on the Democratic Party in Minnesota.
Does your polling show where we are at when it's Trump against Biden in the state?
I'm so glad you asked, Chad, because tomorrow we will reveal those results. I can tell you this, it remains very close.
Okay, interesting.
It is not a shoo-in by any means. And this is our second consecutive poll that will have shown this, that Minnesota, and you know, MinnPost did a poll as well a couple of months ago. I will just say all three of these have it within the margin of error. So this is not a lock for Democrats, even though Republicans haven't won the presidential race in Minnesota since 1972. It is not a lock in 24.
Okay. Do you think Minnesota is any different than the other states where Biden won in 2020 and now maybe the margin is closer, or Trump is leading, where it's some sort of combination of on the issues, the age, maybe some pickups by Trump in the suburbs, without giving everything away, because you want people to tune in tomorrow on Channel 5. Why do you think the race is tighter in the state?
I think it's a broader question about Joe Biden's age and his health and his ability to serve for four more years. I, you know, people keep talking about how the economy's in the dumps and this and that. I don't understand that. Unemployment is very low. The stock market is very high. The economy continues to grow, and people keep talking about how horrible Bidenomics is. And if you look at the numbers, that is just not the case. Now, like in all economies, not everybody is succeeding at the same level as everyone else, but that's in
Absolutely.
Every economy.
Yep,
and so
for sure.
in Minnesota, if there's a problem with Biden, it's not because of the economy. It's because of the doubt that has been sown about whether or not he is going to be around in November mm-hmm. or to complete yep. a second term. And so I think that is why it is so much closer here. Somehow, Republicans seem to be disregarding the plethora of legal issues facing the president, not to mention lawsuits and fines and various things. And I know he's going to say it's a vast conspiracy, and his supporters are going to say it's a vast conspiracy. There's just no way that all of these juries, all of these court jurisdictions,
they're all
everybody
in it,
Tom. Got together and said, let's get Trump. It just doesn't happen that way. You could get all these government agencies together and all the media together, who they also blame. We couldn't organize a 6-car parade, let alone a vast conspiracy to shut down Donald Trump. It's absurd. But it's amazing how he's having a better job, doing a better job of holding on to voters and support in Minnesota than Joe Biden is.
Anything else we should touch on the polling, which is coming out today, before we pause, get to a couple other legislative issues, and then talk about your exploits in Tokyo?
No, but you had asked earlier about, you know, is Minnesota like other states where, you know, things are tightening a little bit? I think one good example is Michigan, where you saw in their recent primary how many people voted uncommitted, because there are a lot of people upset about what's going on in Gaza and think there should be a ceasefire, and that they don't think Biden is doing enough to make that happen and to give humanitarian support to the Palestinians. And there's a big population in Michigan that is very concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a close battleground state in 2020. That issue alone could potentially tip that state to Donald Trump and be a very key factor in who wins the race. In terms of our own polling, I think you'll see that Donald Trump still struggles a little bit in the suburbs here for a number of reasons. It could be the abortion issue, just maybe his general demeanor, suburban women not real thrilled with that. But overall, mm-hmm. he's still very strong in southern Minnesota, in southwestern Minnesota, in northern Minnesota. Those are all red territory. But then you've got the big blue blob in the middle of the state mm-hmm. where the
right
vast majority of our population lives. And we'll have some interesting results, especially tomorrow in that head-to-head race between Biden and Trump.
All right, Josh, put Tom on hold. I'll read one last text, and then we'll come back with Tom right away. Among the text, pump too much money in the economy, inflation, goods and services are too high, gas prices drive everything. I think most people believe that the last trench that the Biden administration put in was too much. But on gas prices, last year the gas prices were phenomenal. They had dropped dramatically, and it still didn't benefit Joe Biden. They'll hurt him, but even when they're low, even when they're good, and don't tell me what they were when Trump left office, because we had a pandemic. No one was driving. Compared to, you know, 18 and 19, and Biden's prices were right there. And whether you agree or not, Joe Biden does not get the bang for the parts of the economy which are flourishing right now. More with Mr. Hauser in moments on CCO. Hauser still here. Tom Hauser from Channel 5. He'll have excellent coverage on Super Tuesday tonight on 5 and 45. Before we talk running, let's get to two other issues. SROs, are we basically done with that after the resounding victory yesterday? And anytime you come on, I'm getting the text about sports betting. Is anything going on regarding sports betting?
On the school resource officer thing first, I think he's nearly done on sports betting. And I'm working a night shift today, so I haven't been in to confirm. But I think that there is a sports betting hearing happening in the Senate today that will be a key litmus test of how things are going on that issue. Governor Walz has made it clear if something passes the legislature, he will sign it. And by that, he means the only thing that will pass the legislature is something that gives a large amount of control over this to Native American tribes. And that has been one of the major sticking points. So we'll see how that all plays out.
How proud of this latest accomplishment are you? Right? Just brag about yourself. Listen, we do things in our life where we feel like, man, I wish I could do this better, or I missed out on this chance. Running and marathons have been a part of your life, and have finished your 35th marathon in Tokyo, and the significance of that, all of us are so impressed by it and glad to tell you that as a friend. I mean, how satisfied are you yourself?
Well, you know, when you think about what it takes to complete really just one marathon, something to be proud of. And I'm not saying that, you know, to brag. It's just it's something I set a goal to do once and have now done 35 times. But the idea of then finishing the 6 world marathon majors and earning the 6-star medal, which I did in Tokyo, was such an accomplishment that I feel like one of those goals you set in life, and when you then accomplish it, it is just so amazingly satisfying, because you think about all of the things that could go wrong. It took me, 13 years from my first marathon major in New York until the 6th one in Tokyo between 2011 and 2014. In between, I was delayed by a marathon bombing in Boston, COVID that canceled marathons for a couple of years. But just what it takes to train for these marathons, avoid injury, avoid major illness, and then get to the start line and then finish, I just feel very fortunate, very lucky and blessed. I'm not winning these races by any means, but I am accomplishing what I set out to do, which is to finish these marathons from start to finish. And I've done it. I've never not finished a marathon that I've started. And I'm proud of that, and somewhat amazed that somehow an injury or illness during the race has not derailed me, because trust me, it happens a lot. I saw it in Tokyo. A member of our group had to drop out at 11 because she got very sick. And it's not an easy feat to do, whether you run it in 2 hours, like all of my Kenyan friends, or if you run it in 4.5 like I do.
Yeah. I've reconsidered. I told you I was proud of you. Now, you make a good point. You're not winning. Okay, from now on, either you win or you're dead to me. That's it. I mean, come on. Tell people about the bathroom issue tied to the Tokyo Marathon.
Well, this is the thing that had everybody freaked out, especially those of us who are not the elite runners, who are actually out there trying to win the race. Tokyo is the only marathon that has a cutoff. In fact, they have 8 or 9 cutoffs. You have to meet a certain time, and if you're not there by that time, they close the course off, and you have to leave. They will not let you continue. So that's when you start worrying about injury or illness. And then one thing that makes it daunting to accomplish that is the fact that the bathrooms there, the situation can be a little bleak. They don't have as many porta-potties as we do at most marathons in America. And some of those that they do have are well off the course. I saw a sign for one. I can't remember now. It's kind of a blur. It was either 0.2 kilometers that way or 2 kilometers that way. And I remember looking down that way, and I could see there was this long path, and there were volunteers to point you the direction. I know a guy from the Twin Cities, from Plymouth, who ran it last year, used that bathroom, cost him 10 minutes, and he missed the 20-mile cutoff, and he got pulled off the course. So it is. So I did use a bathroom at 6.5 miles because I really had to go, Chad. And I stood in line. I stood still for almost 6 minutes in this line until I went to the bathroom. But then I was—I had enough time in the bank to make these checkpoints that I felt comfortable doing that. And then I finished the other 20 miles without having to use another bathroom. And I'm glad I did, because I looked at the lines and I thought, I'm glad I am not in one of those lines, because it does, it messes with your head, not to mention your bladder, when you have to go to the bathroom. And the Tokyo Marathon makes that quite a challenge. But I got to say, the people in Tokyo could not have been nicer. It was, it's such a beautiful country. The people were so friendly, and it was so incredibly efficient that I was really overjoyed to have that be my sixth of six marathon majors.
How much time did you have to enjoy Tokyo itself before the race and after the race?
Not as much after the race, because I left the next day. So really today, it's still like, what, Monday night or early Tuesday morning in Tokyo. So I really just ran a marathon like 36 hours ago, but I'm already back home. But I went in 5 days early, and I have a friend who I graduated from high school with at Edina West, Yosuke Charlie Mori. He went to Edina West for 3 years as a Japanese exchange student. He and I have remained friends all these years later. He took me out, he and his wife, and they wined and dined me. Chad and Jason DeRussia, if he's listening, he will be very envious of this.
I would never heard of him.
Who exactly? Charlie took me to a 3-star Michelin restaurant in Tokyo, in Roppongi. And there's only, I think, 29 Michelin restaurants in all of Japan. I can't remember if that's total Michelin or the 3-star, which is the top of the line. And it was outstanding. I have never, 2 days before a marathon, eaten octopus, shark fins, and seaweed. I was a little concerned about what that might do to my stomach during the marathon, but everything went great. The food was spectacular. And, you know, so I did get to see quite a bit, largely thanks to Charlie, who also took me around and drove me on the marathon course the day before so I could see it. And so he showed me around a lot of the Tokyo shrines, which there are many in Tokyo. And so it was great to be on my own. I was there 25 years ago with Jesse Ventura when he was governor. But on a trip like that,
with me, I was there with you.
Yes. Yep. Because the Wolves and San Antonio Spurs were playing at the Tokyo Dome, and our race went right by the Tokyo Dome. And so nice. I got to see quite a bit of it again this year, but I'd like to go back. It is, anybody who's not been to Tokyo, if it's not a bucket list, maybe think about adding it somewhere on there, because It's a great direct flight on Delta. You can do it there in 12 or 13 hours, and I highly recommend it.
Is this it? Are you done? Are you walking away after 35?
Oh, God, no. I've just noticed.
You're addicted.
I'm just noticing in 2025, the London Marathon is on my birthday. And in 2026, the Boston Marathon is also on my birthday. So I may do London and Boston again. And our friend, Brett Cowley, he messaged me on Facebook the other day. He said, friend, we are doing Dublin. So there may be a Dublin marathon in our future as well.
And a lot of people don't realize this upcoming birthday is 95 for you. So this would be impressive.
95. And so I'm very proud of that. It's got to be some sort of a record. By the way, I should have mentioned, I have done all six of the marathon majors, and I've actually done them, of the six, I've done them 8 times because I've done Boston 3 times. I've done all of those since I turned 50. So
that's awesome.
The lesson there is we're never too old to achieve goals, even if they're physically demanding. You just have to set your mind to it, and you can do it. And that's along the way, I've raised a lot of money for charity as well. I've been proud of that. And it's just a great sport, and the people you meet in running along the way are really just top-notch, committed people who are a lot of fun to drink beer with afterwards. Let's be honest.
Bravo, my friend. We'll see each other and talk soon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad, for all your support.
My man, Tom Hauser. Check him out on 5N45. And that is a good point. When you find something in your life that brings you great enjoyment and you're determined, it's amazing what we can do. It really is. And you know, it can be something like running. It can be an activity. It can be a job. It can be a relationship change, whatever it might be. But if it's realistic and you're determined and you put the work in and you respect it, man, the mind and the body are a powerful, powerful tool. And at times when all of us are depressed about some daunting parts of our life, that is a good reminder that hope is out there. And even for some, I believe this, even for some, if you don't quite get there, the whole process argument is that when it's finally done or it's everything involved in the pursuit, sometimes everything involved in the pursuit is every bit as good as when you accomplish what you're trying to. So it's not like an automatic, well, I put in all the work and I didn't get it done. The process is pretty darn good too. It's 34 past 2 here on CCO. Okay. Interesting survey about sex. Okay. The first part talks about younger individuals, 18 to 30-year-olds. This part's in California. Okay. The percentage of individuals of 18 to 30-year-olds in this survey reporting no sexual partners in the prior year, not prior month, prior year, an all-time high of 38%. Now, here's another statistic. In 2021, among the same age group, 9% of women reported having at least two sexual partners, 12% younger men. So the idea, again, 18 to 30-year-olds, they're out there jumping in bed. It's casual. It's fun. I'll settle down. Not according to this data. I'm gonna skip this part. I want to get to the all ages part. In the early 90s, more than 80% of individuals around the age of 25 reported engaging in sexual activity at least once a month. That's not a lot, by the way. That's just once a month. Recently, the figures dropped to 72%. This is for 25-year-olds. Okay. So then you're thinking, well, what are they doing? The older folks are figuring it out. They're not. The age drop-off is everywhere. It's in the older groups, too. Among 25 to 50-year-olds. That has dropped down also. So, I can give you more data, but you get the point, and this is far from the first survey to say this and show this. Why? What is your theory? Again, it's not just 18 to 30-year-olds. And I got it. Hold of my phone in my right hand right here. So many people in relationships. You know what the relationship is? Their phone. Or the relationship is with someone, and they're just communicating on the phone much more than they see each other. So that's younger individuals. But again, the data is out there for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60-year-olds. Hey, sex properly rated And I'm like, when I talked about 25-year-olds and it talked about multiple partners, I'm not saying like go out there and sleep around and don't have protected sex. No. Have protected sex. If you don't want to be in a committed relationship when you're 20s, bravo. I think you're too young to get married. Now, if you find somebody and you're in love with them, fantastic. You might not feel that same way, you know, as it moves along. Guess what? We don't always feel that way as you move along in other relationships. It's just there's a maturity level. But I don't want to dismiss when you see stories of, I'm like, my God, people met in high school. They met in college. They met in their early 20s. And they met the one, and they've been together for 20 years, 40 years, 80 years, whatever it is. So if you're having sex with multiple partners, yeah, protected sex. Be smart about it. It's simple. It's not hard. But when we're talking across ages, is this, again, the overall loneliness situation that comes up a lot? And that we have a number, we got millions in that category. We got the Surgeon General who speaks about it all the time. There's a religious component that I didn't mention in this survey. You know, for a lot of folks, and our numbers clearly have dropped on those who attend services on a regular basis. My guy Cook makes this point all the time that just because you don't go to a place of worship, that doesn't automatically mean you're not religious in some way, but there's still plenty of surveys that show someone identifying with a religion, no matter if they attend services, has dropped off. And I make that point because for some religious beliefs, it was wait until you're married. Well, in theory, I could extrapolate. You don't have to agree with me. That's part of calling in or texting in 651-461-9226. You could say, well, if people are moving away from more traditional religion, would that mean more people are having sex earlier? All the data says they're not having the sex. Sex is great. Let's just be clear about it. That's not a hot take. Now, sex with everybody is not great, but just, by the way, it's great for you. It's healthy. So, is one theory too when individuals get older in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and we have more people who have felt more emboldened to end a bad marriage. And it's by society, and I hope you're not basing too much on just how people think of you, but there's greater acceptance of individuals 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s who aren't in a relationship, where before you'd be like, whoa, what's up with Dave over there? What's going on with Sandy? What's going on? So what do you want to offer up? A lot of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Maybe you want to share your own personal experience. Fraught with peril, but guess what? The texters make the show very funny and informative at times. Maybe you've reached a point where you're not having as much sex as you used to and you're bummed about it. You can share why. Or, you know what? You're not bummed about it. Or even you're younger and you had it earlier in life, but you're fine without it. I still think it's pretty darn good. 651-461-9226. Why are people having as much sex? Let me know. Call or text in. I mean, it worked out too good. Harrigan's not even here. And the music theme today, DeRush, is anything with super in it, okay?
Sure.
So now we're talking about why people aren't having enough sex. Mm. And Rick James' Super Freak comes on. I mean, it's almost like we planned this out.
Well, you know, I mean, this moment on WCCO radio reminds me of when Boone and Erickson and Cannon used to have crosstalk about how much sex they were having. That's the good old days of radio.
By the way, I'm told there were some bawdy days in the CCO era years and years ago.
I'm sure.
On air? No, they were frauds. They didn't talk about it.
Right.
You're a sexologist. You're a registered sexologist.
Tremendous.
What's your theory across all ages?
Honestly, I'm having more sex than ever. It's never been better.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you better than ever? Or?
I think so. You know?
Did you ever doubt yourself?
Well, I did doubt myself, to be honest. Like, you know, take some time to figure it all out.
But now, are you saying, can we put this out there? Josh, when you had the second part of the podcast, Jason DeRusha says he's mastered sex.
Didn't say I mastered. You know, the more you learn, the more you realize the more there is to learn, you know?
Yes. All right, among the texts, sex is overrated.
Wrong.
I'd rather masturbate, and I've been married for 20 years. I'm a 60-year-old man.
All right. Well, I mean, no one knows you like you do, so.
Yes.
You know.
Listen, masturbating, great, like, for sure.
Is happening?
Well, we're having an adult conversation.
Good Lord.
But, I mean, have individuals figured out something unique about masturbation now that we didn't know 30, 40 years ago when we were having more sex?
Not have now.
Well, I guess that is a question I don't want to ask because I don't want to hear the answers.
I'd love to get the text.
You want some creative new approaches?
Yeah. Hey,
no.
You just said you can always learn new things.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
Porn sites are offering great monthly deals. Now, there are a lot of people, by the way, if you're paying for porn, I've got to help you out.
By the way,
yeah, that was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. Some people suggest that there's too much porn out there, Jason, and that's part of the reason why people aren't having as much sex. What do you think?
I think that's probably part of it, right? I think the bigger reason is that people aren't like hanging out with other people, right? Like we have the ability to entertain ourselves at home, and so there it is.
More texts. Why aren't people having as much sex? Maybe some people don't want the potential baggage that comes with sex. I think that's a little bit of the alone issue, right? That you're alluding to and that I was talking about before.
Right.
One word. Vibrator. Again, I think vibrators have been around for a long time, Jason. You're the sexologist. I'll defer to you. Do we have the super vibrators now?
I'm just not very comfortable with this conversation at all.
Why?
At all. I don't know. It's 2:56 in the afternoon. It's like...
People Josh, I think you need to play Afternoon Delight right now.
I don't know.
I think the downturn in sex can be attributed to these people at CCO talking about sex.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
I don't think so. The surveys tell us the afternoon sex people love the crosstalk. Before we're out of here, and we'll get to Canopy, what do you got coming up?
I mean, I'm so distracted now. Like, I literally have no idea what we're doing on the show. No clue. We have a farmer coming in. We're going to talk an organic farmer coming in at 4 o'clock.
Well, I think that's a perfect transition and bring this topic back up. Are farmers having as much sex as they used to?
I'll bring it up.
You won't.
No, I
come
won't.
On.
No,
you
no.
won't.
We're going to talk about why I didn't vote today. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's coming up. Voting hater and sexologist.
Anti-democracy.
Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.